Instant Messages, Especially for Her, by Brittany Moore. While packing to attend Especially for Youth at a local college campus, I felt as though I should bring an extra copy of the Book of Mormon to pass out. Thinking only members of the church would be there, I didn't understand why I would have such a prompting. But I followed it anyway and packed the book. During several mealtimes, I happened to sit by some girls attending a jazz band camp that was on campus that week. They had a lot of questions about the church, and I felt the Holy Spirit guide me on what to say. Much of my time was spent teaching instead of eating. I offered the girls the Book of Mormon that I had felt prompted to bring. One accepted it. Then I knew why the Lord had prompted me to bring it. Be sure to listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Brittany Moore is a member of the Osceola Ward, Des Moines, Iowa, stake. Back on Track, by Katie Sharp. In 1998, my family moved to the Netherlands. My siblings and I attended the American School of The Hague. My mom couldn't drive us in the morning, so we rode the bus and train to get to school. My older sisters attended early morning seminary and left an hour earlier than my younger brother Sean and I. We made it to school easily for the first half of the year, but then the bus routes changed because of construction. One day we were waiting for our bus when I saw one with a different number but the same destination. I thought the number didn't matter much, so we got on the bus. After about 20 minutes, I had a sick feeling in my stomach. Sean and I noticed we were nowhere near our school, and we both felt very lost and afraid. We got off the bus, and I said a prayer in my heart, asking Heavenly Father for comfort and help. I had been learning Dutch in school and realized I could ask someone for help. I asked around until I found a lady who spoke a little English. She gave us directions to catch the right bus to school. Soon we were headed in the right direction and feeling much better. I will never forget the lost feeling I felt when I realized I was on the wrong bus. I know that the Lord helped me get back on track, as He does constantly in our lives, not only physically, but spiritually. We all will feel lost in life's decisions if we are not on the right track. But the Lord will always give direction and a way for us to get back on the path toward the right destination. Katie Sharp is a member of the BYU-Idaho 14th Ward, Brigham Young University, Idaho 3rd Stake. Family Time, by Sarah Hart. My family has helped me stay close to the gospel because we read the scriptures each morning and have family prayer every morning and night. We also have a calendar so we know what each other is doing for the week, and we try to plan activities that the family can do together. Our family has overcome challenges by praying together and sometimes having a family fast. Sarah Hart is a member of the Hobble Creek 10th Ward, Springville, Utah, Hobble Creek Stake. Modest Rewards, by Camille Bitten. It was prom night for my high school in Idaho. I was excited to go with a group of seven of my Latter-day Saint friends. For this special occasion, we went to dinner at a Thai restaurant. We ate our delicious meals and were getting ready to pay when our server told us our meals had already been paid for. We told him there must have been some mistake because we hadn't paid yet. But the server pointed out the window and said a woman in the group of people outside had paid for our meals. Imagine our shock at the news that a stranger had paid for our dinner. Eager to give our thanks, we rushed out to talk to this kind woman. The people outside wouldn't tell us who paid for our dinners, but they did say that a woman in their group had done it because the four girls in our group were dressed modestly. The young men were very appreciative to this unknown lady, so they sang a song to the group in return for her kindness. Her generosity made our evening especially memorable. It is not easy to find a modest dress in today's stores, but with some altering, all of us were able to meet proper dress standards. That night I learned that people really do notice what you wear, and that you never know who may be watching. Camille Bitten is a member of the Fremont Heights Ward, Pocatello, Idaho Central Stake. End of the section, Instant Messages.